Tens of thousands of Afghans tried to leave Afghanistan after the Taliban takeover, among them a small community of ethnic Uyghurs. They escaped persecution in China decades ago, settling in Afghanistan. Now they're trying to flee the Taliban amid fears that the militant group will send them back to China. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
In 1976, Abdulaziz Nasseri's parents packed up as many of their belongings as they could and left their home in Yarkand, a county in southern Xinjiang. Several dozen Uyghur families went with them.
Because of cruelty of Chinese communists, they killed many, many, lot of Uyghurs. They didn't give the permission of prayer.
From Yarkand, they walked across the snow-capped Pamir Mountains separating Xinjiang and Afghanistan, then down into the walk-in corridor.
In horses, they are riding on horses and then came to Badakhshan. Then after that, they go to capital of Kabul.
The Uyghurs were farmers and traders back in Xinjiang, but they had to start new lives. Many of them found jobs in export-import, restaurants, or tailoring. They became Afghan citizens. Mohammed is another one of those citizens. His parents left Xinjiang's Golja, or Yining City in Chinese, and came to Afghanistan in 1961. And during the U.S. occupation of Afghanistan, life improved.
I started a business selling precious gems. My wife became a doctor. My eldest daughter was about to graduate with a university degree in law. My son with a journalism degree.
Finally, Mohammed thought, he'd found a home. Until the Taliban took over this year.
We have all the same fears of the Taliban and the chaos that other Afghans have. But we also fear the Taliban will send us back to China,
where the government has detained and jailed hundreds of thousands of them. We're using only Mohammed's first name because he fears for his family's safety. China believes Muslim Uyghurs want to split from China and are sympathetic to global jihadist groups, and that without U.S. troops in the region, Uyghur fighters could train in Afghanistan to then attack China. In July, China's foreign minister met with the Taliban, who pledged they would stop any Uyghur terrorists. Some Uyghurs have traveled to Syria and Afghanistan to fight with extremist groups, but there's no evidence those fighters have ever managed to attack China. There's also little evidence that they share the hardline ideology of the Taliban or other radical groups.
Most Uyghurs don't profess the same sort of Islam that the Taliban does.
This is Sean Roberts, a Georgetown University professor who has studied the Uyghurs.
They're much more focused on gender equity in terms of their children's career path and future. They may be religious, but they are not focused on Sharia law as the ultimate authority in their lives.
But China's fears that Uyghurs in Afghanistan might have links with terrorism have been hard to shake off. In 2001, the U.S. captured 22 Uyghurs in Afghanistan who they suspected were working with al-Qaeda and sent them to Guantanamo Bay.
Most of the Uyghurs who ended up in Guantanamo Bay were basically sold by Pakistani bounty hunters to the U.S. government. And they were interrogated for years in some cases before the U.S. realized that these people were not a threat to the U.S. or really to anybody.
Uyghurs do have a long history in Afghanistan. Ryan Thum, a historian of Uyghur culture at the University of Manchester, says for centuries, Uyghurs frequently traveled to the Middle East and Central Asia, but as merchants and on pilgrimages to Mecca.
With the arrival of the People's Republic of China in 1949, a lot of movement stops. But before that, the movement of caravans and individuals, even across really high mountain ranges, was extremely common.
Now, Uyghurs of Afghanistan are on the move again, as Mohammed, the Uyghur gem trader, contemplates leaving.
My parents lived through years of war, and now I must suffer through war once again. My only hope now is my children.
His wish is to send his children to a place where they can be educated and be able to live in peace. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.